Here's Grace Branscombe reading an extract from her book, Questions You've Always Wanted to Ask a Blind Person But Never Dared Ask.
All about the author. My name is Grace and I'm 12 years old. I live in England with my mum, dad and sister, Ella. I'm an adopted child from China. I was adopted when I was 2 years old, nearly three, and since then, I have been with my mum and dad. We later adopted my older sister, Ella. We are usually a very happy family, and I cherish every moment I spend with them. I value their love more than anything in the world.
I have had an amazing life. I have lived in three continents, Asia, China, Europe, England, and North America. The United States, Florida. Being blind hasn't stopped me from doing anything, and I make minimal fuss about being blind. I like to fit in as much as I can with everyone else, though this can be hard sometimes. In my opinion, I try to make the most of my life, and I could never want more.
That was an extract from your book, Grace, called Blind. Tell me, why did you decide to write this book?
I've been wanting to write a book for a while. It's just that my mum persuaded me to start with, so I said I was going to write a book. I've tried to write many books, but I've abandoned them all. So this book on blindness, my mum really gave me the kickstart and gave me the courage. And from there, I was able to write it on my laptop, and I found it not stressful, but comforting and relaxing. So I enjoyed it. So in the book, we have questions that people may have that they may want to ask a blind person. I've written them down. And then people like to know about Braille, which is what we use as blind people, how we read with our fingers. So I've got a section on the history of Braille, how it is used today, and that sort of thing, and we have an about us section at the end.
And do you enjoy Braille?
Not always. I have to use a Braille note in school. It's very useful, as in I can print and do everything everyone else does, but sometimes I want to be able to use a laptop like everybody else, because I just don't like the feeling of being different. Since I was three, I was learning Braille and I used a person's Brailler. And naturally, I got the gist of it young, so it helped me later on.
So can I just go back to your book? And what is the question perhaps that you're asked the most?
So I've got a little extract from it, and it's about feeling sad. So I can read that out if you would like. Question. Do you ever feel sad about being blind? Answer. I sometimes feel sad about being blind, but I always pick myself up and move on in life. I don't let my blindness hold me back, and I'm determined to have a good life.
An excerpt from Grace's book there. Tell me, Grace, once you'd written the book, what happened next?
So after we've written it, we put it as a PDF. So my dad helped me with Acrobat, I think the program was, and we changed the font. We got it all prepared. We checked the spelling. I've got a business, and in the summer holidays, we're trying to get a website up. So we bought loads of stock to make notebooks and stuff for the business and cards. So we used some of the nice paper. We home bound it, and then we used felt for the cover. Then we got glitter, and we PVA'd the word blind with an exclamation mark. We put it on eBay then to sell it. We put the listing on as an auction, a 7-day auction, and it sold from there. So we shipped it to America, as it sold for £107 to someone we know called Alice Goldsmith. We're giving half the money to RNIB, so we just thought that would be a nice thing to do, as RNIB has been very helpful as we get books from the RNIB library.
Congratulations, well done, and thank you. And apart from writing your book, what have you been up to?
So, school-wise, I am working from home. There are no exceptions for being blind. So I work at home. I bring my Braille Note Touch back home with me. So I do my work electronically over email. We've been doing work we get 5 lessons a day, which I find hard, as you know, with school. But somehow the lessons seem to drag over to the evening, so it has been challenging at times.
You've obviously had great success with this book. Are you going to write any more?
So I'm planning to get it published with a professional publisher, and we're also planning a website, and maybe I could sell it as an ebook on my Dotty Cards website when we get it up. Hopefully it'll be up by September.
Tell me a little bit more about your Dotty Cards website, if you can.
Well, I'm making a business called Dotty Cards. It's my business. I don't have anyone sharing my business with me. I have no investors. So I'm selling Braille cards, greeting cards, hopefully. Because, you know, when I receive a greeting card, birthday card, Christmas card, as nice as it is, I can't read it. And I'm sure other people have that problem with blindness, especially blind people who read Braille. But our unique selling point is that the cards are going to be personalised. And then I've decided to make journals as well, homemade journals. So that's why we brought all the resources. So that's how the book was so easy to home bind.
So could I hear another extract from your book, Grace?
Question. Do you ever feel sad about being blind? Answer. I sometimes feel sad about being blind, but I always pick myself up and move on in life. I don't let my blindness hold me back, and I'm determined to have a good life. Question. Can blind people still have friends? Answer. Yes, blind people can still have friends. However, a blind person relies on their friends to seek them out, as they can't see where their friends are. Question. How can a blind person recognize you? Answer. Over time, a blind person can recognize your voice. Everyone has a unique sounding voice, so if you talk to them, they can recognize you. Can I just say something else? My mum and dad have been very good, as they know how to support me, as my sister is also severely visually impaired and does have some additional needs, but it's really good how they can look after us. And they want the best for me.
12-year-old Grace Branscombe, who wrote a book called Questions You've Always Wanted to Ask a Blind Person But Never Dared Ask, and donated half the proceeds to RNIB.